which is the easiest way to control our emotions? I don't think there is any one way that is the easiest. So basically, each of us has to find out what works best for us. Because all of us have a particular body and a particular mind. And based on that, certain kind of emotions will be triggered naturally within us. So, I'll give an example to illustrate this, broadly speaking. Say, now this is the floor on which some of you are sitting. Now, if this floor is inclined in this way, then water will naturally flow in this direction. Now, if you decide with your willpower, water should not flow in this direction. Well, willpower is not enough. Gravity's power is much bigger, isn't it? So, if the floor is inclined, water will naturally flow in that direction. So, just as there can be the inclination of the floor, we all have inclinations of the mind. And if we have particular inclinations, our emotions will naturally flow in that direction. So now, if say there are some expensive electronic items over here, we don't want the water to flow over there, then what do? Broadly, three things. Restriction. We might build some protective wall over here, by which, although the emotion comes, but we don't let it move forward. So similarly, if we know that there is something which triggers my emotions. Say if somebody is an alcoholic and they want to give up alcoholism and their home is right next to a bar, then it will be almost impossible to give it up, isn't it? So you have to create some barrier between them. One barrier could be distance. So if we don't want an emotion to flow in a particular direction, create some barrier, whatever it may be. Restriction is one. Second is redirection. That means you get some mop or a brush or something and push it in the other direction. And that pushing is the practice of bhakti yoga as a sadhana. And sadhana means right now it is conscientious devotional service. We may not feel like doing it, but with conscious intention we do it. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna as was recommended, or we are worshipping the deities, or we are hearing classes like this, what are we doing? We are consciously pushing our consciousness away from the unhealthy emotion towards Krishna. So that's redirection. And the best way is reconstruction. If you don't want water to flow this way, just reconstruct the flow so that it's like this. Then the water will automatically flow in that direction. So reconstruction is what happens by purification. When we become pure, by regularly when we practice bhakti, we become purified. And once we are purified, then our inclination goes toward Krishna. So that is what, when that happens, then our bhakti becomes spontaneous. Naturally we think about Krishna, naturally our thoughts go toward Krishna. So right now, how do we control our emotions? We have to see what level we are at. For some things, the reconstruction might already have happened and we will naturally be moving toward Krishna. For some things, reconstruction is far away. So right now we need restriction. At least let it not go in this direction. And we have to find out, how can I redirect? So when the emotion starts going in a particular direction, we can't just say, I won't do this, I won't feel like this, I won't feel like this. That doesn't work very well. So we have to, instead of saying, I won't feel like this, we have to direct our emotion, our thoughts, our consciousness somewhere else. And when we start feeling something else, start feeling something in relationship with something else, then we won't feel so much in this direction. So we have to find out what will redirect our thoughts. So for some of us it might be just deep breathing. For some of us it might be chanting. For some of us it might be reading and reciting some verses or some wisdom quotes. For some of us it might be hearing spiritual music. So we have to find out which is the mop that by which I can effectively push the emotions, push my consciousness in a healthier direction. So broadly, by restriction, redirection and reconstruction, we can control our emotions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you everyone for your participation.